Paragraph 1. Now, although the first point says your name, the topic itself begins by giving you an identity. It says you are Nitin if you're a boy, Neeta if you're a girl, from XYZ school. So you can begin by saying greetings, I'm Nitin or Neeta from XYZ school. Mention the number of years of study, and then you say a little about the school. You can talk about its infrastructure, the excellent faculty. That's how you amplify the point. Paragraph 2. Academic interests and performance. Here you need to specify whether you are a science or commerce student. You can give your subject combination and state why you chose this field of study. Please don't say because my parents said or because my teacher said. Link it to your academic performance and say that you have excelled in these subjects. Paragraph 3. You can combine 3 points here. Cultural activities you participated in, sports, and positions of leadership you held during your stay in school. Now, in the real world, you may need to support your application with certificates of participation. However, you are writing this piece for the purpose of scoring marks. So, please be creative. You are allowed and encouraged to be imaginative and creative. In this paragraph, you highlight your extracurricular activities. Please don't write, I did not take part in any activities, even if that is the case. It is not necessary to write about all 3 points in the affirmative. You could, for example, say, while I do enjoy attending cultural activities and lending backstage support, I am more athletically inclined and have always participated in various sports and athletic events. For this reason, I was made the games captain during my final school year. Do a little wishful thinking and be creative. Paragraph 4. Your future plans and goals. Here you link your subject stream, whether commerce or science, to your chosen career. You must mention that this is your reason for applying to this particular college for this particular course. Please mention the name of a college and a degree program. After all, the personal profile is for the purpose of admission. Paragraph 5. 2 characteristics that you consider to be your strengths and 2 characteristics that set you apart from the others. These are your characteristic traits. So you can't talk about being inspired by your parents or a role model. Characteristic strengths could be that you are self-motivated, have excellent time management skills, you're efficient, or you have excellent organizational skills. Characteristics that set you apart could be responsibility, initiative, ability to focus attention, curiosity to learn, determination. Use the internet to find what suits you. Then you can end by saying that you are confident that you will be an asset to the college or university. Thank you, students, and all the best with your assignment.